Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House says it is reviewing a ceasefire proposal that Hamas says it has agreed to, but NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the Israelis are already saying it falls short of their requirements.
John Kirby, a spokesperson for the White House National Security Council, confirmed that Hamas had delivered a response to a proposed ceasefire deal, noting that CIA Director Bill Burns was working on the issue, quote, in real time in the region.
We are at a critical stage right now. We got a response from Hamas. Now Director Burns is working through that, trying to assess it, working with the Israelis. I mean, my goodness, folks, I don't know that it gets any more sensitive than right now.
The Israelis are not satisfied. The Israeli cabinet issued a statement saying that the Hamas proposal falls short of Israel's requirements, and that the military is striking Hamas targets in eastern Rafah tonight. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
Another gag order fine has been levied against former President Donald Trump at his New York hush money trial. The judge presiding over the case fining Trump $1,000 and warning of possible jail time if there are future violations. Jurors, meanwhile, continue to hear testimony. Today, former Trump Organization controller Jeffrey McConney provided information on how the company came to reimburse payments meant to suppress embarrassing stories from servicing during the 2016 campaign. That apparently included recording them in internal ledgers as legal expenses, which Manhattan prosecutors contend broke the law. At a time when college campuses, including Columbia, USC, and Emory, are rethinking their graduation ceremonies because of protests over Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza, President Biden will give a speech about anti-Semitism. He's slated to visit the Holocaust Museum in Washington tomorrow. And Piers Moore Lyson reports on how Biden is handling deep divisions within his own base over the war.
The president is trying to strike a balance between free speech and lawlessness, saying there is a right to protest, but not a right to cause chaos. This is a fraught issue for Biden, who is losing support among young people because of his staunch support for Israel. Republicans and Donald Trump see a political advantage. They're using the protests and the recent upsurge in anti-Semitic incidents to make their larger argument that the chaos on college campuses, on the southern border, and around the world can only be solved by electing a strongman like Donald Trump. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The Pulitzer Prize for Public Service Journalism has gone to ProPublica for what was termed its groundbreaking reporting on the Supreme Court that revealed how billionaires wooed justices with gifts and travel. Another big winner was the Associated Press, which picked up a Pulitzer for its photography, highlighting immigration issues at the U.S. southern border. All told, there are winners and finalists in 15 journalism categories for work done last year. Stocks gained ground today on Wall Street. The Dow up 176 points. The Nasdaq rose 192 points. This is NPR. Boeing and the European consortium Airbus continually vie for sales supremacy, but it appears the gap between the two is widening. Europe's Airbus establishing a clear lead over its U.S. rival, outpacing Boeing for a fifth straight year in terms of airplane orders and deliveries. Even though there is a government-mandated production cap on Boeing's best-selling plane, most analysts do not expect Airbus will extend its advantage much. That's because the company's producing planes as quickly as it can and is largely sold out for the remainder of the decade. Chinese President Xi Jinping is on his first trip to Europe in 5 years. NPR's Oliver Beardsley reports Xi is visiting an unlikely grouping of nations that reflect China's priorities.
In France, Xi will face tough talks over Chinese trade distortions with the EU and China's support of Russia. Then he'll head to Serbia and Hungary, where he'll be welcomed like a friend, says Philippe Lecor, senior fellow at the Asia Society Policy Institute.
These are two, in Chinese eyes, like-minded countries, so to speak. Both of them have been welcoming China with open arms, really.
And unlike France, Serbia and Hungary are sympathetic to Russian President Vladimir Putin, says historian Emmanuel Véron.
For the Chinese diplomacy, it's clear that they want to break, in a word, the European Union.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
While the heaviest rains appear to have eased in Texas, some schools in the Houston area remain closed. Authorities say many people are still in need of rescue in some of the hardest hit areas. Officials say a 4-year-old boy died in a car swept away by floodwaters. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.